And both sides, when we get to Parshas Vayetze, we're really moving on to a new page. Until now, we've discussed the Avos, Avram, and Yitzchak. Now, we're really discussing the formation of Klal Yisrael. Parshas Vayetze, the parasha of Yaakov Avinu, is going to lay down the foundations of Klal Yisrael. In last week's parasha, we have Yaakov and Esav. The contrast between the two extreme polar opposites, two personalities, Vayisrotzu Habonim Bekirba. Now we get to the parasha of Yaakov Avinu. And I'd like, by introduction, to read some of the psukim at the very beginning of this week's parasha, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harana. Yaakov is on a trip. He's on a journey, leaving Be'er Sheva. He's on his way to Haran. And along the way, Vayifka b'makom, Vayolan Sham, Kiba Shemesh. Chazal say that the sun, Rashi points it out, the sun set prematurely. And in a certain place, Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep. Vayikach me avne ha-makom, Vayosem mirashosav. He takes the stones. We're talking about a plural here. Avnei Hamakom, puts it under his head. Vayishka v'makom ahu. And what ensues here in the psukim from Yud Beis and on, almost to the end of this section, is the story of the Sulam. We've discussed this in the past. And fast forwarding to Pasuk Tezayin, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnoso, Vayomer Achen Yesh Hashem b'makom azeh. Vanochi lo yadati, pasuk yud zayin vayira vayomer manora hamakom azeh ein zeki im beis alukim vezeh shar shamayim. And then pasuk yud ches vayashkem Yaakov ba boker vayikach es haeven asher somir ashosov vayosem osa matzeva vayotak shemen al rosha. Here the pasuk mentions only one stone that Yaakov had placed under his head. Instead of Vayikach me avne amokom, Vayikach es ha-even. Chazal in the Medrash notice this discrepancy and build a great deal on it. The Ramban has a long presentation in which he gets into the details about where exactly Yaakov left from, where was he going to, where did he sleep, where did he wake up, where did he set up this matzeva, this pillar, where are the locations, and what are the sequences here. He has Rashi, two opinions of the Medrash, there's a whole concept of Kfitzas HaDorech here, and the Ramban has a major plukta against Rashi in terms of what Kfitzas HaDorech is all about in this context. If you'll take a look, I want to emphasize a particular part of this long, long presentation of the Ramban. And what we're skipping, and I just want to summarize very quickly, in the Ramban's presentation of two opinions in the Medrash, there's Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra and Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. According to Rabbi Yossi, Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep in Yerushalayim. The Sulam is set, its base is in Be'er Sheva. The top of the Sulam, which is Keneged, the Rosh of Yaakov Avinu, is in Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, the base of the Sulam is in Yerushalayim, and the top is in Basel. The Ramban spends a lot of time on the difference between Basel Ukim and Shara Shamayim, and perhaps we'll get a chance to discuss this, but that's not my major topic for the day. But rather, what I'd like to focus on, and here we'll read some of the Ramban inside, you'll see I bolded it. The Ramban says, Lokach Yaakov 12 Avonim, this is a little before the bold, Me'avnei HaMizbeach. Where did Yaakov find these 12 stones? Note, please, that the Ramban is quoting a Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer, according to which there were 12 stones that Yaakov took. He took them from the Avnei Mizbeach Shenekedol of Yitzchak Avinu. A Mizbeach, as we know, is made up of different stones that are joined together to form one Mizbeach. In this case, there were 12 stones, and Yaakov took these stones, V'somo somi rashosov, and he arranged them as a pillow, so to speak, under his head. Lohodia, and this entire episode is a way in which Hashem informs Yaakov Avinu Shasidim Lamod Bimenu Shneimasar Shvatim. As we said before, Yaakov Avinu is the father of Klal Yisrael, and it's this encounter at this particular place when Yaakov finds out that he in fact will be the Av that will make this transformation, the Yesod of Klal Yisrael, not like the Avos that preceded him. What did Hashem inform him? The 12 stones represent the 12 tribes that would arise from him. V'nasu kulam evenachas. The 12 stones become united into one stone. Lohodio shekulon asidim lios goy echod baretz. That these tribes will become one nation. Shenemar umi ki amcha Yisrael goy echod baretz. The essential definition of Klal Yisrael is the goy echod, is the unity of that one stone. The unification of a nation, Mi ki amcha Yisrael goy echad baretz, which is based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Then the Medrash offers an interpretation of the dream of Yaakov. Hishkim Yaakov baboker bepachad godal. Yaakov awakes with a pachad, the Yomar, and he declares, Beiso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makom hazeh. This Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer reflects the shita that Yaakov went to sleep in Yerushalayim, in the place that would liosid in the future become the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the pasuk refers to here as Beis Elokim. Beiso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makom hazeh, says Yaakov Avinu. Shenemar vayira vayomar Manora hamokom hazeh inzakim beis alukim. Mikan atolomed shekol mispal b'Yerushalayim kilu mispal lifnei kisei hakavod. Chazal derived from this episode a halach and tefillah that Yerushalayim has a special status. If someone prays in Yerushalayim, it's as if he was mispal in front of the kisei hakavod. And why is that? Because Beis Elokim is also Shara Shamayim. Shara Shamayim means it's the gate. It's the entryway. What goes through that entryway? Hu pasuach lishmoa tefilos en shel Yisrael. It's here that the prayers of Israel go up through the Shara Shamayim. Shenemar, that's what Yaakov declares, v'zeh Shara Shamayim. Then v'shov Yaakov, after he wakes up, lilkot ha'avonim, after all, he had placed 12 different stones under his head. Umatzalson kulon evan achas. Here was the message that was being sent to Yaakov. This was the moment in history. This was the generation in the formation of Knesset Yisrael. Umatzalson kulon evan achas. V'soma osam osa matseva b'soch hamokom. And in that place, Yaakov sets up, he arranges a pillar, a matzeva, in that particular place. Now the Ramban becomes a little bit more Kabbalistic, quoting that part of Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that is a little bit beyond our comprehension, but there's one very important symbolism that we have to focus our attention on. V'yared lo shemen min ha-shamayim v'yotzek oleha. Where did Yaakov Avinu have at that point when he woke up? Shemen. In order to pour the shemen over the matzeva, Chazal say in this medrash that the oil descended from Shamayim. And this is Vayitzok Shemen al Rosha, which we saw here in Pasuk Yudches. The Shemen came down from Shamayim. So the Matseva, which is the unification of the 12 stones, has a special status, and that expressed itself in the fact that the Shemen for this Matseva comes down from Shemayim, Vayotzek Shemen al Rosha. But Chazal go beyond that. Ma os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the significance of this Matseva, this single stone pillar? Natal regel yemino v'tiba esa even ad imke tomos. In the symbolic language of this medrash, Chazal point out that Hashem took his right foot and he pushed the stone down. He sunk it to the deepest depths of Tahom. And what was this stone? The Asa Osa Sniflaret. It's going to be the foundation stone of the entire earth. V'tiba esa'even ad imke tahomos v'aso sa snif la'aretz ke'odam shunosein snif l'kipa. When a person builds an arch, he needs a foundation stone to support that arch. And that in the Nimshal is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports the earth. The foundation of the earth is this stone. L'fichach nikreis even shesia. It's called a foundation stone. Sheshamhu tabur haaretz. And this is going to be the stone that is placed at the center of the entire earth, perhaps the center of the entire universe. Umisham niftecha haaretz. That's the site from which the earth expanded. Umisham v'aleha heichal Hashem omed. And on this stone, on this foundation stone, the Beis HaMikdash will stand. Shenemar, V'aven azos asher santi matzeva yia Beis Elokim. This is a little bit further on in Pasuk HaBeis. Yaakov declares that this stone, which now is the matzeva, which now is a pillar, shall become the house of Hashem. And then, Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer concludes by saying, Shemisham, from that point, Nasa Raglov, Yaakov Avinu lifts his feet, so to speak, he moves out. Ukeherif Ayin Bola Choron. He immediately arrives in Choron. That's the Kfitzas HaDerech, according to this particular Medrash. So we have a fantastic scenario here at the beginning of Parashas Vayetze. And there are a number of different dimensions here. One dimension is that Yaakov Avinu takes together 12 stones. These 12 stones represent the Akedah of Yitzchak. They would take from the Mizbeach on which the Akedah took place. That's number one. Number two, Yaakov Avinu wakes up and he's in a sense overwhelmed by fear. He realizes that this place where he went to sleep is the Beis Oshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. Vayira vayomer manora hamakom hazeh. Then we learn that this makom has a special status as far as tefillah is concerned. It's called a shara shamayim. We learn that Yaakov wakes up, he goes back to look for the stones, the 12 stones. He wants to gather them together, and Baruch Hashem, he finds them that they're all one stone. That has tremendous symbolism. As we saw in the Lashon HaMedrash, Lo Dia Shekulan Asidim Lios Goy Echad Baretz, Umik Yamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. The Goy Echad Baretz, the oneness, the unity of the Jewish people, is symbolically represented by the unification of these 12 stones forming one stone.
And then Yaakov takes this stone and it makes it into a matzeva. That matzeva now becomes the Evan Shesia. And from there, the Beis HaMikdash. So many different elements that come into play, even without discussing the Sulam, without discussing the ladder, and the Malachim going up and down. Just this part of the parsha about the Avnei HaMakom. Now, by way of introduction, if I haven't already given an introduction, and to emphasize the central image and symbolism of that image, let's take a look at the Medrash Rabbah, which you'll see towards the end of your pages. This is the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayetze. You'll see it's Parshas Samaches on Vayikach Me'avnei HaMakom. And there are a number of different opinions as to how many Avonim there were. We mentioned Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that there were 12 Avonim. There's another opinion that there were 3 Avonim. If you look at Targum Yonas and Menuziel, he seems to have 4 Avonim. It's not clear. The post doesn't tell you how many Avonim there were. We'll focus for our purpose on the opening sheet in this Medrash Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, I forgot to mention that there's one sheet in the Medrash that there are 2 Avonim, because Ein Miyad Avonim El Shnayim. So you have these various numbers. You have 2, you've got 3, you've got 4, you've got 12. But we're going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yud Beis Avonim Notal. When he woke up and he took the stones, I'm sorry, when he went to sleep and he gathered together the stones, he gathered together 12 stones. Omar. And he declared, Yaakov Avinu declared, Kach Gozar HaKadosh Baruch Shu Mamid Yud Beis Shvatim. Yaakov suspected the happy news that he would be father to 12 Shvatim, to a new entity, a new nation. And Yaakov declares, Avram Lohem Idom, Yitzchak Lohem Idom, Ani, do I have a chance to successfully be mamid the Yud Beis Shvatim and form the Goyechad Baretz in Misachosein Yud Beis Avonim Zulazu if they join together and they integrated to form one whole? Is then Yodeani, I got the message, Shani mamid Yud Beis Shvatim. When he woke up, Kevon Shenisachu Yud Beis Avonim Zulazu Yoda Shuhu mamid Yud Beis Shvatim. So we have here a process. And the process takes on a few different dimensions. It's the creation of Klal Yisrael, the Yud Beis Shvatim becoming one. It's the preparation for the Beis HaMikdash in this Makom. Because here is the Evan Shesia, which connects Klal Yisrael, because again, the Evan represents the unity of Klal Yisrael in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer. And it represents the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, the Evan Shesia. The Arachayim HaKadosh emphasizes that Yaakov is connected to Mishkan and to Beis HaMikdash. The Chazal tell us that Yaakovinu designated the Atzei Shittim, that during the years in the Midbar would be used to construct the Mishkan. So Yaakov is connected to Shekhinah through the Mishkan. Not only that, Yaakov prepares the Evan Shesia for the Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps, says the Arachayim, you'll see this on your page, V'yosuli Migdash Lashon Mizuman, that when Hashem declared Asuli Migdash, what he's saying is that they already built the Migdash, so to speak. Meaning, it was Klal Yisrael before the actual building of the Migdash that had already set aside, had designated that which would become the building blocks of the Migdash. First in the Mishkan, the Atzei Ashitim, and secondly, the Migdash and the in the body of the Evan Shesia. Vishneem, he says, is Miram Yaakov. Vishachanti Bisocham, the Shechina, relates back to these two hazmonos, two preparations. One, the Atzei Shita, which Yaakov prepared for the Mishkan in the Midbar, and two, the Evan that he designates as the Matseva, pouring the Shemen that came from Shemayim, that's going to be the Evan Shesia for the Beis HaMikdash. There's a direct connection between Yaakov insofar as he represents the formation of the Goyechad Barts of Klal Yisrael and Shechina and Mikdash. It's all one. But the emphasis here in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is on the preparation. Yaakov takes the Shtei Masrei Avonim and he prepares the formation, the formulation of Klal Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, the Evan Shesia. He takes the Evan Shittim, the Atzei Shittim, and he prepares the Mishkan in the Midbar. The essence and purpose of God's creation is Shechina, is Kedusha, and for that we need Hachana, we need preparation. Yaakov represents the Hachana. He's going to prepare the Shtei Masrei Avonim that will form Klal Yisrael, that will form the Evan Shesia, the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. He, Klal, as and so far as represents Klal Yisrael, is involved in a process of preparation for Kodesh, for Shechina. We find such a concept also in Talmud Torah. A person wants to become a Mishkan of Shechina through his learning Torah, he has to be dedicated. He's got to be prepared. And preparation can be an exhausting, long process, step by step. This concept of preparing for Kedusha, for Torah, for Shechina, is, I believe, symbolically expressed by the sugya, the story in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel. You'll see this towards the end of your page, where Reb Chiya says, "Ana avdi delo mishtach Torah Yisrael." Reb Chiya says, "I will go through a process, a long, tedious one, that will guarantee the transition of Torah, the transmission of Torah through the generations." The Aisina Kisna, Vishtainei, Umagadlona, Nishvei Vitzaydina, he sets up through a whole process after planting cotton and from the cotton, the flax, and making a rope, and with this rope he creates a trap. And with this trap he obtains an animal. With this animal he feeds Yisomim from its meat and from its skin. He creates cloth. And on each one of these various klafim, he prepares the dyo and writes the Chamisha Chumshi Torah, L'chol Chad V'chad Amrilei. Each one of the children, the five Yisovim, is designated for one particular Chumash. Each one learns that Chumash, becomes an expert, he teaches the other Chumash. And the Gemara concludes by saying, in the name of Rebbe Kama Gdola Maisa Chiyo, Chiyo is the one, through this long, tedious process of Hachana, who prepared the way, paved the way for these children to learn Torah and teach Torah. And the Torah is integrated into their souls, into their minds and their hearts, and they will be Mamid Torah. Here's how Rebbe Chiyo, through this long process, guarantees Shlo Tishtakach Torah B'Yisrael. And the Mepharshim point out that they quoted the name of the Gaon. Why couldn't he simply go to the store and buy Chamisha Chumshim? Why do you have to go through all this Yigia, this hard work in preparing and putting together piece by piece, stage by stage, that which would be the process of Talmud Torah? And the answer is that the Kedusha, that the final product, the Yediyas HaTorah is commensurate and is determined by the level of preparation. If there's going to be preparation, Lefi Ribui HaChanos LeMitzvah, is Megadel Umarbe Kiyuma V'Hamadasa. Hamadasa means, how long will this Torah exist? Can you guarantee the maintenance of Torah? Maybe it's going to be just for that generation, and it'll be lost afterwards. It's all a function of the Ribui HaChana. And therefore, in the way in which the child is taught, with the proper achanos, that's how much Torah the child will learn that will be permanent, that will make an indelible impact on his soul, and perhaps even on a psychological level when the child realizes what Yigios, Rabos, went into preparing the Torah and teaching the Torah to him, he'll be more interested in leaning an ear over to hear the Torah, to be makabel the Torah. So this process of forming Klal Yisrael and Beis HaMikdash requires Hachanos. Yaakov is involved in a process of Hachanos. He is laying the foundations, he's planting the seeds for the nation, for the Makom HaMikdash, for the Eved Shesia. And the final product is going to be a beautiful one. The pasuk says, "Vayachlom," as we saw, "Vehine sula mutzav arza v'rosho magia shamayma." The rosho magia shamayma is the connection between Eretz and Shamayim through the Shara Shamayim up until the Makom HaMikdash Lamala, and the Mikdash Lamata is mechuvan keneged Mikdash Lamala. That's the message that's mutzav, that's inherent in the sula mutzav arza. In the Rosh HaMagia Shamayma. Yes, we are situated on this earth with our feet planted in a very physical, corporeal reality, but there's a Rosh HaMagia Shamayim. There's a Yushalayim here and Yushalayim up in heavens. Mechuvarim zeh keneged zeh. The message of Shekhinah is that if we prepare properly, we can create a makom that's royal hashras hashchina, that's royal migdash. The commentators, especially the later ones, find a tremendous yisod in the avnei hamakom in the vayosem erashosav of Yaakov Avinu. And I want to point out the Kli Yakar, which you'll see towards the top, right following the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Actually, it's not really towards the top, but you'll find it there. Says the Kli Yakar, Yaakov Avinu takes 12 stones, which parallels the 12 Shvatim. And according to the Medrash, these stones were in a kind of competition called Echad Omer Ola Yaniach Tzadik Rosha. In the formation of Klal Yisrael, we desire, every Jew desires a connection to the Tzadik, to the center of Kedusha, in this case to Yaakov Avinu. And this, according to Chazal, is a remez, it's an allusion to the future. That, says the Kli Yakar, Lakach He'elim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makom Zeh, God did not reveal the exact location of this place where Yaakov Avinu slept. She'eh bo makom migdash ve'echal melech. Why? Rabosai, when it comes to creating a connection to Shekhinah, when we want to bring the Shamayim Keneged the Aretz, when we want to build the Beis HaMikdash, what we have to guarantee is that we're all working together. And in a natural sense, each individual, and certainly each Shevet, would like to make in a sense, a monopoly contribution to the Makom HaMikdash. But Chazal tell us that Hashem went out of His way to guarantee that there would be no such possibility that one particular Shevet would claim exclusive ownership over the Makom HaMikdash. The Torah describes the place as HaMakom Asher Yivcha Hashem, and then it says Mikol Shivteichem, Parshas Re. It's a place that's Mikol Shivteichem. Not only will the exact location be concealed so that nobody gets there and puts his flag down, but moreover, it's got to be Mikol Shivteichem. How can it be Mikol Shivteichem? HaKeitzad, El B'shah Shekana David Es HaGorin Min Arnona Yevusi, Goves HaKesem Mikol HaShvatim. The money that was transferred to Arnona in order to purchase the Makom HaMikdash was collected from all the Shvatim. There would be no room for one Shevet to claim some sort of monopoly claim to Beis HaMikdash. There was a unification of Klal Yisrael in the Mammon, in the Kesef, that would be used to purchase the land. And this too is a reflection of what we saw here with Yaakov in his 12 stones that unite to form one stone. If each stone wants to say, I want the connection to Yaakov, you know, I'm going to be the pillow that will support Yaakov's head. No. It's got to be one stone. Says Kli Yochar, it's got to represent all the Shvatim together. All the Shvatim have to participate and possess the Beis HaMikdash. Basof Nasu Evin Achas, David HaMelech collects the money from all the Shvatim. Every Shevet is equally represented insofar as the purchase of the Beis HaMikdash. Every individual and every group in Klal Yisrael will participate in that connection between Shamayim and Aretz. No one has any exclusive esoteric rights. It's exoteric. It's democratic. It's Kol Ha'Eid Kulam Kedoshim, and in that sense, Korach was right. Yes, there's room for each individual to reach and achieve his personal lofty goal, a higher status than perhaps others, although you could never know that, but that you yourself have achieved that, but the potential is certainly there. But there is a unification and an exoteric, common kedusha and sanctity amongst all the members of Klal Yisrael. The Sakach of a Rebbe, the Shem Yishmuel, sees in the parsha of the 12 stones a lesson of unity, of Achdus, that defines the very essence of Klal Yisrael. He starts with this Medrash of Rabbi Yehuda that Yaakov declared, if I see that the 12 stones become one, I know that I will establish the 12 tribes. Says the Shem Yishmuel, in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer, elaborating on the Pasuk in Dvarim Lamed Gimel, Vayhi Bishur Melech B'Sasef Rashayom Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, all the Shivtei Yisrael together, the tribes of Israel are together. This is a fundamental principle of unity. And he says that we have Lidugma Arba Minim. So somebody, in addition to the Arba Minim, he binds with the Arba Minim another species. What happens then? The whole thing is spoiled. In other words, not only is this fifth species something that's foreign, but moreover, it completely ruins the Agad, the bundle of the Dalet Minim, which are Dalet Minim Ksherim. This is according to the Sugyan Sanhedrin on Peches. In other words, the Dalet Minim themselves lose their value because there's something that doesn't belong, that upsets the unity and the oneness of this Agad. And the Shem Yishmuel applies this logic this symbolism to the 12 tribes. It's got to be Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. The number 12 represents an entire set that becomes one. For example, in the 12 months of the year, says the Sukkachavra in the Shem Yishmuel, if there's interference, it's like Lamashal, if something would move in the heavenly arrangement, it could be a disaster of cosmic proportions. Klal Yisrael is made up of many different individuals and many different groups, but they all form one distinct unity. And each member of Klal Yisrael has to realize that his significance is defined by his connection to Knesset Yisrael, that he is one stone that unifies with the other 11 stones. He has to subjugate his own personal needs, his own personal desires, to that of the Ribbono Shelom, to that of Klal Yisrael. And Yaakov becomes now the founder of Klal Yisrael. In the case of Avram, he has Yishmael. Yitzchak produces an Esav. These are the foreign elements that upset the unity. You can't have a Yaakov and Esav together. You can't have a Yitzchak and Yishmael together. It's like a foreign element, a fifth species, that completely nulls and voids the Agad of the Talad Minim, which are Ksherim in and of themselves. We've got to get to the point of Yaakov Avinu Mitaso Shleima. There are no aliens. It's 12 Shvatim that coalesce and form an integrated whole, a unity. And that's the prerequisite for Vayehi Beshurat Melech, for the formation and the foundation of Knesset Yisrael. I have here a book, I don't know if I ever pointed it out to you, from Targum Press, called Shem Mishmuel Selections on the Weekly Parsha and the Chagim, rendered into English by Rabbi Tzvi Belovsky. I just want to read to you a few lines on page 51. He says, when Yaakov left his home to find a wife and to fulfill his life's mission, he wanted to know whether or not he would be blessed with success. He lay down to sleep and he performed a test, according to the Medrash. He placed down 12 stones. The unification of the stones would indicate to him whether, in contrast to his father and his grandfather, he would become the progenitor of Klal Yisrael. Unity points to subjugation of the individual's needs to that of the Klal. Yaakov knew that if the stones joined together, then this would symbolize that he would father not just 12 different tribes, but one nation, one unity, without division, without alien intrusion, that would form the Even Shesia, the basis for Klal Yisrael. So again, Rabosa, my friends, we see over and over again this concept of preparing the ground for Migdash, for Shechina, for Knesset Yisrael to become one entity, and it all is alluded to, it's represented very visually by the single stone Matseva that Yaakov Avinu finds when he arises. When he awakes from his dream and he's in the Mokom HaMikdash itself. We emphasized before the Pasuk V'rosho Magia Shamayim. I don't know, does this Pasuk sound familiar to you? Can you find a parallel Pasuk that we've already read in the Torah that by sheer association it seems awfully parallel, some sort of mirror image? And I'd like to call your attention to other psukim which I put here on your page, and hopefully you'll find them. If they're not on your page, you'll see them quoted by a sefer called the Tzrar Hambar. And I'm thankful to Rabbi Olbam, who is a bucky in the Sefer Tzrar Amor, and points out
on this sheet, on this source sheet, the Tzohar Amar, by the way, dates back over five centuries ago. A lot of his interpretation of the Psukim is al pi derech hadrush, derech hakabbalah. And he takes us back to the parish of the Dor HaFlaga, back in Parashas Noach. And if you look at the Psukim in Perek Yud Aleph, Vayomru ish al re'ehu hava nilbina levenim v'nisrafa l'srefa v'tehi lahem ha'levenu la'oven. So there's an ish al re'ehu here. And the impression you get is that we have a unification, a unity, in which the members of the Dor HaFlaga are working together towards a single goal. There's cooperation and unity. And then it says, Vatehi lahem ha'levena li'oven. Very strange pasuk. Levena is a brick and oven is a stone. Says the Tzohar Amar that this is a remez, and it's coming to answer a question. If they were all kulam belev echad, ki ish echad, why were they punished? And he quotes a pasuk in Hosea that Ephraim was spared because of their unity. He says the answer is that their unity was not something good. We always have a concept of zelu mazeh, that you can take the same energy and the same element, and you could direct it and channel it towards good, towards sanctity, towards kedusha, or on the opposite. And here, even though they all agreed to one goal, but the goal was actually evil, they wanted to undermine the Almighty God. This was an act of rebellion. So although there's haskama, that shava, they all agree, but it's for something that we wouldn't call emes, but rather we call it sheker. And therefore he says, you see this very important yesod, that even when people agree, if they agree to sheker, that's not achdus. And that's what the Torah adds, Vatehi lahem ha'levena li'evan. They all agreed that let's call the levena an evan. But that's really sheker. A levena is not evan. You know, you could agree that this is that and that is this, but it's just not true. It's falsehood. And this concept is brought about in a very, shall I say, a very sharp way when we think of the Gaon's interpretation of the Dor HaFlaga. The Gaon points out that the parsha of the HaFlaga, Vayomru Ish HaRe'ehu, begins with the word Hava. Hava really means, let's get together. Let's organize ourselves. Hava is a clarion call that we should all get together. We should all become one unified battalion, so to speak, and join hands in order to achieve a goal. Hava nilvino levenim. And that's in Pasuk Gimel. In Pasuk Dalet again it says Hava. And then in Pasuk Hey, Vayered Hashem, and Pasuk Zayin Hava Nerda. The word Hava appears over and over again, and the word Nerda. In other words, Hava is not only man, in this case the Dor HaFlaga, initiating this entire project. Hava is also the Ribono Shel Olam Lahavdil, Melech Al Kol Aretz, who is going to come down, Hava Nerda. What is the parallel here between these two Havas? And says the Gaon, it's not coincidental. Hava is Miloshen Achana. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's get strong and support each other, work together, and sweat it out. But that kind of Achana could be used, whether it be Lamida Tova or for the opposite. It's always Zelu Mazeh. The Dor HaFlaga were Royim V'chatoyim. It's not just that they wanted to build a tower, a migdal. But they go beyond that. Hava, they say, let's prepare for it. Let's make all the hazmanot, all the designations beforehand. Hava means nachinet atzmenu. Let's prepare ourselves.
And creating these levanim, organizing these bricks together, that itself is a hachana. It's not just a hachana by gathering together the troops, but it's also a hachana befa'al. Hava nivne'ir. Once again, a second hava. Let's build a city. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response is that we're also preparing hachanas up in Shemayim. Our hachanas are mightier than yous. You think you could outdo, you could rebel and undermine the Almighty? No. We will make hachanas. We will say, Hava Nerdana, let's go down. Loredes Lered, to go down and destroy your zmama, your interests and your plans, your schemes. So that we see how important Hachana is. We saw it already in the Gemara in Ksuvis with Rabbi Chiya, who goes through every last minute detail in order to prepare the Sifrei, the Chumashim, to teach Torah and transmit it to the children, to the next generation. We see it here, in which Hashem conveys the message that there's a Hava. There's a Hava that's Litova, that's going to fight against evil. And I want to bring to your attention a very, very good sefer on Chumash. I don't think we've ever quoted it here. The Or Gedalia, we've quoted in other contexts, on the Moedim, but on Chumash in Parshas Noach, when he speaks about the Am Echad V'Sof Achas L'Kulam, the so-called, at least at the superficial face level, Achdus of the Dor HaFloga, they were all Mu'uchadim, but says Rav Gedalia Shor that this parsha of the Dor HaFloga is coming to teach us for all generations, for all posterity, that Rishoyim are not Shayach, they don't have any relationship to Achdus. Even though they suffer Achas, that's also what we call a Safa L'chutz, that's only external on the outside. But when we look with a deeper eye, with a deeper vision, we reveal that this is not Achdus. This is, on the contrary, this is Pirud, this is division. And why is that so, says the Or Gedalia, this is a more of an esoteric concept, that Achdus is only feasible when it comes from a united source. In evil, in Ra, there's nothing to combine the different people who are seeking out evil and bring them back to one single source that unites them. In the Rishis, in their formation, from the get-go, they don't have Shaychus to Achdus. And then therefore at the end, their punishment is going to be Pirda. They're going to be spread out throughout the four corners of the earth. That punishment is meant to convey a message, to establish a truth for all times, that Rishoyim don't get together with Achdus. It's all min asofa l'chutz. There's something maybe pressuring them, there may be some common goals that motivate them, but an essential existential oneness or unity is impossible. That's the onesh of Pirud in the case of Dor HaFloga. We find that David HaMelech says, Yispardu kol poalei ofen, all evildoers will be separate, will be disjoined, will be not unified. That even when there's an Achdus of Rishoyim, Kaviyoch at the beginning, that's only sowing the seeds of ultimate Pirud, of divisiveness. And that Yisod, that fundamental truth, is revealed in the Parsha, in the episode of the Dor HaFloga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mefitz, he separates, he spreads them throughout the entire universe, al pnei tevel, in order to demonstrate for all generations that what looks to man as Achdus amongst Rishoyim, since they're not davuk to any shoresh, to any rishis, they don't have any shaychus to Achdus. Yisparadu kol poalei ofen. And the same thing, says Rav Gedalia, we find by Esav HaRosha, that Chazal and the Midrash say that Esav HaRosha, in the form of Bnei Edom, his descendants, a Midrash is Yotza Kulo Mefuzar Umeforad Kaderes Lizaroso Kimotz Ukekash Me'edra.
When it comes to Edom, we're talking about a nation that's mefuzar u'meforad. And the concept of purity, he says, is shayach by Esav because he really represents the source of this evil. And let me read to you this paragraph. Ba'oso zman shel dor ha'flogo ha'ashpo shel achdus. There was a potential for achdus that was, in a sense, saturated in the very environment. But the anshei ador, the members of that generation, wanted to take that potential for achdus and channel it towards Ra. L'shtamish bo lahagbir tzara tum al tzara kedusha. There's so much potential in achdus for sanctity, they wanted to use that same potential that's inherent in achdus and channel it towards evil, towards contamination. And once they did so, there was no reality, no existence for achdus, no kiyum. Avram Avinu is going to utilize achdus for the tzara tov. Echad hoy Avram, the pasuk says in Yechezkel. We're going to see it now in Yaakov Avinu, creating the Yud Beis Shvatim as an achdus. This koach ha-achdus is the true, genuine koach ha-achdus. Basically, what this achdus means is taking the Shekhinah from Shamayim and bringing it down into Aretz. And Rav Gedaliah continues, he says that at the opening of the Parashas HaFlogo, we find in Chazal that there's a remez to the building of the Migdal, of the Anshei Ador that was built by that it's the contrary to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the root of all achdus. Yerushalayim is called Ir Shechubro Lo Yachdav. The Beis HaMikdash is kolel all of Klal Yisrael together into one unit, into one entity. That's the shoresh of all of creation. That's the Evan Shesiyah. The Dar Flogger wanted to take that very same bias and build it with a Migdal for Ra, for Tuma, as the exact antithesis of the Kedushas Migdash. To create some sort of Achdus of Tuma. They wanted to build a city that would be, the Keneged would be the exact opposite of Yerushalayim, which is Ki'ir Shechubro Lo Yachdav. Their Migdal was against, it was the antithesis, the antinomy of the Beis HaMikdash. Their Migdal was the exact opposite. They tried to create an Achdus of Rishus, of Ra, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Ra has no existence, it's not real, it's not genuine. So the Pasuk that says, Vayomru hava nivna lanu ir u'migdal v'rosho b'shamayim. Similar to our pasuk here by Yaakov that says rosho magia shamayim. The Torah is pointing out the comparison and the contrast. Don't think for one moment that when they want to build a city, the Dor HaFlogo, with a migdal and rosho b'shamayim, that they're trying to prove and establish, which they did try to prove and establish, but they didn't succeed, that achdus, even for Dover Ra, can somehow undermine the achdus of Shamayim, of Ruchaniyut. Yehi Ratzon, may it be His will, that we appreciate the Ir Kshechubro Lachta of Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, that we appreciate the fact that Malchus, Vayehi Bishur Melech, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, that Yaakov Avinu set the foundation for Klal Yisrael, that foundation is the single Evan that unifies all of Klal Yisrael into one entity, Mikiamcha Yisrael Goyechot Baretz. That is the Evan that's going to form the Evan Shesiyah, the foundation of the universe, the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Achdus that links us down here with Shamayim, V'rosho Magia Shamayim, that's the top of the Sulam. May it be His will that we dedicate ourselves
to the love and the appreciation of each member of Klal Yisrael as we form one entity, and then we know that B'mehir of Yameinu will rebuild the base of Migdash Amen.